Bruce Lissman came on the political scene in Vermont only about 2 years ago, but he's trying to use his personal fortune to fast-track his influence. The Vermont native has spent more than $1 million of his own money on Campaign for Vermont. He's using the organization to advocate for a range of public policy changes. And this year, Lissman has his sights focused squarely on Vermont's ethics laws, or lack thereof.
I think this is an easy one, because how we behave in government matters more today than any time in my living memory.
Lissman wants the state's 6 statewide officials, including the governor, to tell Vermonters how much they earn and where their money comes from. He also wants legislators and statewide officers to disclose any potential conflicts of interest, such as stock holdings in companies that do business in Vermont. Alan Gilbert is the executive director of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He spent years advocating for more financial transparency among elected officials.
In 47 other states, financial disclosure is not viewed as unusual at all. We don't realize how exceptional Vermont has become in not requiring even basic financial disclosure of statewide candidates. I mean, we're really far, far off in not requiring that.
Governor Peter Shumlin voluntarily disclosed the kind of information being sought by Lissman and Gilbert during his first 2 gubernatorial campaigns. He says he supports the move to make the disclosures mandatory.
It's just important for the public to know when you're going to be the chief executive of a state or, frankly, be involved in making laws for a state, what assets you have and what conflicts you might have.
House Speaker Shap Smith, however, says he wants to look for evidence of a problem before legislating a solution.
The question is, do we have a problem here in Vermont with people that have conflicts of interest? And I don't think we know the answer to that question. My view of the world is we ought to actually ask, what is the problem that we have, and then how are we going to solve it?
Bill Schubart is a philanthropist and former entrepreneur who joined Lissman Thursday in calling for the ethics reforms. He says the arguments traditionally used against disclosure laws in Vermont don't hold up.
I've lived in Vermont all my life, and I've heard all the arguments against this. You know, we trust each other, we all know each other, we're all accessible to one another, and frankly, it's nonsense.
Lissman is generally regarded warily among politicians in Montpelier, where many believe he's using Campaign for Vermont as a springboard for his own political ambition. But Lissman has denied any interest in running for higher office. Lissman is currently seeking a paid executive director for his organization and says he'll ramp up lobbying efforts in the State House this year to pass ethics legislation. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.